Being a professional isn't about the money you make, the position you hold, your level of expertise, or fame. It's the motivation and the attitude you bring to your work. A desire for always learning and improving, and balancing your creative output with getting the business done. Welcome and join the Creating Pros. Hi, and welcome back to Creating Pros. I'm your host, Jim Nettles. This week, we're going to talk about one of those things that I have more than a little bit of experience with over the years. I'm going to talk a little bit today about burnout. What do you do about it? How do you try to manage it? How do you recover from it? You know, maybe even how do you try to avoid it overall? And this is one of those things that, if you know me and you've followed me around, most everybody knows I tend to run a little hard. And over the years, I've gotten burned out on more than one occasion. And it can take a while to recover from, depending on how serious it gets. And I've tried to learn to manage that as best I can. And in the last couple of years, I think even if we look at everything that's gone on since 2020, you know, I think that this has been one of those things that impacted a lot of people. And I still know a lot of people who still, I don't think, have really begun to really even recover yet from necessarily everything that's gone on during the great days of the pandemic and since. And if we look at just kind of everything going on in the world, we've got a lot of stressors happening and going on. So if you aren't burned out yet, you may be susceptible to it. And what do we do even worse if creativity is our outlet, is what prevents us from burnout, and then we get burned out there too, or we're absolutely just in flat out creative burnout, life burnout, the whole bit. You know, we see, you know, you start going through exhaustion, you're fatigued, cranky, angry, really sensitive, you know, you just, nothing's coming to you and you don't care. You're not productive. You're feeling nothing creatively. You don't care about anything at work. You don't care about anything at home. You just may even be running with imposter syndrome, which we talked about a couple of weeks ago, you know, is running kind of at that all-time high. You just don't care and you're trying to figure things out. Well, is it just stress? And when I say just stress, that's a serious thing, but you're not there yet, because stress often is one of the key leads to burnout. You know, but how can you tell? Well, often if it's stress, we're feeling that pressure still do and deliver, right? That, okay, I'm going to go push myself through. I'm going to do an extra 20-hour day. I'm going to go work on this all night, whatever the case is. Versus burnout, you're like, who cares? Nobody cares. Don't want to touch it anyway. You know, it can be one of that things where you are absolutely hyper-focused. You're ready to get it out and done, versus the, you just put it aside because you don't care. You know, it's that you're really overly passionate about it. It's the main focus. You know that you're stressed, but you can, if you can get this done and out the door, you'll get that sense of relief. Whereas in fact, you really don't care. You're just leaving it sitting there, right? Is it the, you don't have any energy, you're tired, or is it you just really don't care? You're not motivated. Now, it's this notion of, if you're in a situation of high anxiety, a lot of the time, that's still just stress. Anxiety, again, comes from that notion of keeping us focused. It keeps us alive. It keeps us paying attention to the things that are critical, versus it's depression. You don't care whether you live or die, even potentially. You know, and if we look at these things, there's a lot of really physical and emotional stress and damage that comes out, you know, when we shift between this, because again, stress puts a lot of wear and tear on the body. I can tell you that from personal experience, but burnout tears at the moment, right? It tears you down, and it's hard to recover from both the stress and the burnout when you get to that point. So what causes burnout? You know, the number one thing I think we see in this kind of leads to this is that notion of, well, stress for long periods of time, heavy stress, unmanaged stress. It will eventually go from where you're in living in a survival mode. When you're in a survival mode, you inevitably are going to burn out, right? Because you can't stay in that mode forever. You just can't, not and even pretend to be healthy. Another one, this is one of those things I'm guilty of, is that notion of, are you getting enough sleep? You know, when I am running optimally and well-rested and all that kind of stuff, I really don't need that much sleep. I never have. But when I start getting burned out, when I start getting stressed, then I know when I'm hitting those points because my body wants more sleep. My body needs more sleep. I don't just automatically wake up. I don't, you know, it really is one of those things that is very telling for me when I'm really starting to hit that point. Another thing that can be a really big indicator and a big trigger for burnout is not eating well. You know, if I'm on the road, hard and heavy, really not eating well at all, you know, you're doing hotel food, airport food, all this kind of stuff. Your eating habits can really contribute to, you know, how well your body is performing. And if you're not eating well, your body responds to that with a stress response. And again, over time, that'll put you into that survival mode of, you're feeding me crap because that's all that's available. You know, oddly enough, another thing, a couple of things that can really trigger you and push you into both a stress situation, but even more importantly, pushes you into burnout, is trying to be a perfectionist. You know, because there is no such thing as perfection. There's no, it's absolutely done. This is the best it could possibly ever be. There's always the opportunity for change. It may not be improvement, but we can perceive it as such. And kind of the opposite side of being a perfectionist is when that drives us to pessimism, right? I can't create perfection. I can't achieve that ultimate state. And often we see that this is something that triggers mental health issues, that notion of, I can't get to the level of perfection I want. You know, that's a very stressful thing. I've gone through some of that myself, which is the notion of, I can't make something work. It's not working right. It doesn't look right. It doesn't feel right. Haven't been able to do it. Those kinds of stressors ultimately can burn you out because your body is always trying to find something you can never achieve. And that again leads into something. If you're a high achiever, you're that A-type personality, you know, you're always on the run, you're always pushing, you're always on the go. Well, if you don't learn to manage these things, you will burn out. Again, I can tell you that from experience. You know, things where you're trying to control things you have no control over, where you're trying to control everything, you're trying to influence everything. You ultimately can't do that. You only can control the things that you can control. You know, again, one of these things that I'm guilty of is working too much, working too long, too often, not taking those breaks, you know, taking on all the things that I want to pull into and take on. All these things over time, if you don't learn to manage them, again, from experience, is one of those things that will absolutely lead you to burnout. You know, one of the things that I see that often causes burnout as well, and we don't necessarily think about this, is spending too much time in isolation. Even if you are introverted, we're still social creatures. We still need some of that kind of input. And if we are either not getting that and we're not getting some of that social interaction, or what we're getting isn't healthy, it's not supportive, it's, you know, in anything from just not healthy or, you know, even up to abusive levels of types of relationships, you know, that's one of those things that really can lead to burnout. Because if you're not safe in those relationships, if you're not supported in the relationships you've got, you know, where you've got people that you know, you care about, you trust, that you're close with, that you love, all of stress really starts to accumulate because it's got nowhere to go. You've got no one to help deal with those things with, or you don't have that partner, you don't have those friends, you don't have those ways to release all of that, you know. And if you're really around a lot of toxic people, or you're in toxic environments, and often you don't even notice that that's what you're in, you know, we hit those echo chambers where it's, you know, everything is negative, everything, the world is ending, everything is problematic, whatever the case may be. You can't change the world. you can change pieces of it. You can have your positive influence. But if you fall into that really toxic space of not knowing who you are and not knowing where you want to go, you will burn out because, again, you're putting your body into that stressful situation. You know, if you're trying to be somebody you're not, you're trying to fit in a way that just isn't true to yourself. You're not being true to who you are. You're not being true to your character. You're not being true to your soul and your essence. All of these things over time will build up and build up and build up. And ultimately, you can't sustain that. You know, you will change. You will ultimately become somebody different. But often that person you become is not truly you. You're becoming somebody trying to make somebody else happy. And that never works. You have to learn to be true to yourself, learn to know who you are, learn to embrace that, and live that truth for yourself. Not because of anybody else, not because of something you want or something you think you need. Ultimately, I see a lot of this today with people that don't know who they are, that are chasing an illusion. They're chasing an illusion that if they get this one thing, everything will be perfect. They get this one thing, life will be completely and totally different. Well, the truth is that may be true. It may be completely and totally different, but that doesn't necessarily mean it's going to be better. It's not necessarily going to be good for you. And if you're doing things that ultimately are going to continue to put you under a lot of stress, ultimately you're going to burn out and you're going to stay burned out. You're not going to be able to recover from that, because you're not in a position or an environment where you can do that. You know, this is where you basically get to the point of, why bother? You know, why does anything I do matter? You know, you get helpless, you get hopeless, you just feel powerless and you want to curl up on the floor and go to sleep, or, you know, potentially not wake back up, right? And there's a couple of other things, oddly enough, that can also trigger burnout. You know, the first of which is our egos. And we all have one. You have to acknowledge it. You have to understand it. And we all have things where our ego drives us to do things, especially in the creative community. You know, our ego says, I've got my message to give to the world. I've got my artwork to give to the world. I've got my creative output to put out there in the world. And so our egos are important. They're critical. They're part of who we are. It's part of what creates the world that we need to make. But at the same time, if that ego is not in control, if that ego isn't balanced and we know exactly who we are with that identity again, that ego can take control and make us believe things that aren't true, which again leads us to burnout. And one of the last things that, oddly enough, I don't think most people recognize is when success itself creates burnout. What do I mean by that? Why would success create burnout? Well, because here's one of those other hard truths, is success can breed more success, but success can also put a pressure on us. You know, one of the things that we often see is that if you find success that you're not prepared for, that you're not ready for physically, mentally, emotionally, spiritually, psychologically, you know, it's that notion of, if you win the lottery and it dumps in your lap, or all of a sudden you get the big contract for your work, somebody recognizes it, all of a sudden you get attention. And if you're not ready for that attention, especially if it creates commercial success, you know, you get massive audience, a bunch of people dive into that. And again, this feeds into ego as well. If you're not prepared for that, and nobody ever truly is prepared, don't get me wrong, but if you aren't prepared for that and you don't have the support structure around you, then you feel like you've got the weight of the world watching everything that you do. Maybe because your debut work was extremely successful, how do you follow that up? How do you grow into that next thing? How do you grow into that next work? So success itself can also be one of those massive things that leads to overwork, that leads to putting in the hours, not sleeping, and doing all of the things. Again, because this is one of those places I've been, is trying to keep up with that level of success. So how do we manage this? How do we try to prevent burnout? How do we try to deal with it when it happens? Because inevitably, if you do things for long enough, you're going to get burned out. And if you go through and use the same routines, both to help cure burnout if you've gotten to that point, or you can use some of these things when you feel yourself even just in a heavy stress, all of these things can help you recover and get back onto that health of or that path of being optimally healthy and finding that productivity, finding that creativity, and finding that joy in life again. Well, one of the first things on that list is going to be food and sleep, right? Eating well, eating healthy, getting to a sleep routine. Again, this is a pot calling the kettle black. I recognize this. But again, when I'm on those good health, you know, those good routines, you're going to find that that helps you to recover. So does exercise. You know, getting outside, walk the neighborhood, go to the gym, whatever the case may be, but getting up and moving around and feeling life around you and just moving the body is one of the most helpful things that you can do, even when you really don't want to do that. Now, one of the next biggest things that you can probably guess is having your solid relationships, your friendships, your partners, having good, healthy relationships and people you can talk to, communicate with, ruminate with, just spend time with, go do fun stuff with, get out, get away, take a break. Those people that will support you and help you grow and help you develop are also the ones that you can work with to prevent burnout. They can tell you when you're getting there because they'll see things that you don't necessarily even see and know about yourself. But those are the relationships also that will help you recover. And they'll help keep you in that healthy space. You know, other things that can really help you are taking those moments of solitude, you know, meditation, getting into the quiet space, being able to, you know, reflect, being able to really focus on who you are, what do you want, and recenter yourself, right? If you've been in that position of trying to be somebody you're not, to chase something you're not, if that's where you're at and that's what you're having to push towards, well, taking that time to recenter yourself and to become self-aware again and getting and staying in that habit will help you stay true to who you are. And if you're not sure who you are, you know, you're trying to find that identity. We all change all the time. But as we get older, as we mature, as we go through cycles of life, we all have those moments where we have to stop and say, who am I now? Because I'm not the same person I was 5 years ago or 10 years ago or 20 years ago or 30 years ago. So who am I now? Well, a lot of that comes from having to spend the time with yourself. And if you're not in that habit, it's can be quite difficult to be comfortable with who you are. And the voice in your head, you know, the person that you are, being able to be comfortable with yourself can be really difficult. Now, other things that can help you prevent and recover from burnout are just taking a break, right? Sometimes you just have to stop, take a vacation, take a weekend off, go do whatever, but just take a break, put stuff down, put it aside, and go do what you need to do. You know, that's good for all of us at some point, right? Sometimes it's finding that new balance in life, right? It is finding what's important. You know, it could be that you've got to look and reset your priorities. You know, one of those things that I do periodically, because I openly admit I am prone to getting into and overworking. I will get into projects and things like that and be looking for, this is the stuff that's got to happen. This has got to be what gets done. And sometimes you have to reset those priorities to make sure you're putting time aside for life and relationships and all that good stuff. And there's one of those lessons you probably have heard, as well as that notion of, you know, if you use that phrase of, well, I don't have time for that, it is really making the statement of that's not a current priority. And sometimes that just has to be true of one thing needs to be a priority over another. Sometimes getting the work done needs to be a priority of watching TV or things like that. But then again, there's basic priorities we have to deal with: food, sleep, getting the bills paid, taking care of the kids, taking care of the pets, taking care of parents, taking care of ourselves. You know, those are priorities we have to do and take care of. You know, other things that will help you is if you're getting into that space, stop watching the news. Cut out social media. You know, don't get on the platforms for a while. You'll be amazed how stressed that social media platforms can cause you to be. That watching the news, all of these things will lead you to believe that the world is going to end tomorrow. And who knows, it could, but there's really not a whole lot you can do about that. So if you're not taking care of yourself, you can't do anything for the rest of the world, for friends, for family, for those people that are important to you. So again, sometimes we've got to cut these things out. And for me, my creative outlets are the things that help me both to deal with stress, deal with burnout, and also to help recover from them. Well, what do you do if you're in creative burnout, right? This can be one of the worst things if you live and work creatively, is to get burned out, and to get burned out in your creative work, because that's your soul, that's your essence, that's how everything works, is the value of your creative output. So what do? Well, one of the first things you've got to do is consider, again, all the things around how do you deal with burnout. Well, one of the first things is take a look at your work. What is it you want to do? What are you finding meaning in? Do you need to pivot? Do you need to change? Do you need to redefine the work you're doing? Do you need to pivot and change and take a new direction? Do you just need to find the way to value your work again? Or maybe you never really understood the value of the work that you do. You've not seen and found that. Well, you know, things that can help you are this. Number one, stop comparing yourself to other people, right? If you are living and dying by comparing your level of success or accomplishment to anyone else, it's not helpful. It's not productive. Your journey is yours, because as you go along, sticking with anything means over time, you will find success. Sometimes it's just a matter of putting in the time, and the things that will bring you success won't bring it to somebody else. Things that work for somebody else won't necessarily bring it to you. Your journey is yours, and part of life is going on that journey. It's taking the trip from here to there and gaining the experience along the way. And this means things like, you know, we all face self-doubt. We all face imposter syndrome at times. When that happens, these are things you just have to manage. Again, talked about this a few weeks ago in a show about that notion of imposter syndrome. And again, we've got one coming up to talk again about how do you manage imposter syndrome? How do you manage all of this self-doubt? Well, part of that is just trying to find and maintain mental health and being aware. You know, one of the things that you can do is, if you've been creative for any length of time, look at what you've done in the past. Look at how you've grown from the first things you did to now. Look at the first stories you wrote, the first paintings, the first pieces of art, the first pieces of music. You know, look at what you've done then. Look at where you're at now. You know, success breeds success. Accomplishment breeds accomplishment. And all of it breeds growth. So be aware of that. And, you know, again, creatively, sometimes we have to find that supportive community, our relationships, the people that we grow with, that we face trials and tribulations with. We find joy, happiness, sadness, love, all those kinds of things with. in that community that helps us go and grow are also the ones can often rekindle when we get blockages and burnout and creative outlets. And, you know, there's always a couple of things. Sometimes it's worth it to return to the basics. If you've gotten stuck and you're just not finding it, start back at the beginning, right? Just do the simple things. Maybe it's a few brushstrokes. It's putting a few words to paper. It is just doing something simple, something you know and understand. And one of the last tools that I've found is the act of journaling. Because if you can write that story, it's your story. Well, over time, what you'll do is you'll see that you gain these memories, you gain these tools, you gain understandings about the things that work, that don't, the good, the bad, the stressors, all of these things. Well, ultimately, if you've been able to document that part of your journey and you've seen what you've done in the past, and if you're journaling and you see yourself going down certain paths again, you can change your story and you can change it before you go down the dark path. So until next week, this has been Creating Pros, and it's spring. Go out there and stir up those allergies, get outside, move around a little bit. And until next week, this has been Creating Pros.